Hachette Audio presents The Coloring Book, A Comedian Solves Race Relations in America. Written by Colin Quinn. Read by Colin Quinn. This is dedicated to all the mixed race, polyglot, mestizo, multiracial, biracial, triracial people out there. May there someday be wars based only on personality differences. Introduction, Park Slope Rainbow. Today it may look like a Swiss village, but Park Slope, Brooklyn in the 1970s was maybe the most mixed, integrated, they called it, neighborhood in the history of the world. Park Slope in the 70s was magical in a weird way. It was a special place to grow up. Everybody felt it, except the murder victims. I would walk home from intermediate school 88, past Puerto Rican blocks, black blocks, Italian blocks, Irish blocks, the Arab deli, the Chinese takeout place, the first Dominican bodega, and the remnants of what was once a big Polish neighborhood. One block would look as bombed out as the South Bronx, and the next would look as clean and affluent as Park Slope today. My block was Puerto Rican on one corner, black on the other, and Irish, Italian, and Jewish in the middle. From kindergarten through high school, we had every kind of kid in my house all the time. So I should be the only person in the country allowed to talk about race. And yet, what I've seen more and more of in the past 30 years are well-meaning people who rolled out of some annoying suburb and then moved to New York and immediately began to try to regulate everyone's language and thoughts. People are so afraid of offending that they act like diversity doesn't even exist. As a result, there is this weird impulse in American culture today to say, we're all exactly the same. To celebrate diversity as long as you don't point out anyone's differences. If you ask people to describe somebody, they'll avoid saying their color. If pushed, their voice drops with shame and regret that they still think in those terms. You even hear cops going, even in the police blotter. The suspect was 5'10 and 280 pounds, and that's not fat shaming, we're just pointing it out. I'm tired of humorless activist people decreeing that we only use these words and never those, and that we check our privilege in case we say the wrong thing and trigger someone. Supposedly non-judgmental judgmentalism used to be what Southern California was for, but now it's encroaching even here in New York, where people are supposed to come to judge things. It's not the place to recreate the boring suburban landscape of your childhood. I don't like being bossed around, and that's not using the word bossy in a gender-specific manner, especially when it comes to humor, and especially not by the least funny people on earth. Across the country, this
sample complete. Ready to continue?